Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This says it's protected with public key cryptography, but if everyone gets my key out in public, how's that secure? And who the heck are Alice and Bob? Are you confused? Don't be. Let's help you know a little more about public key cryptography. Public key cryptography is a system to make it easy to authenticate things with whomever you want. Public keys can be given out to anyone without risk, and your private key, as long as it's private to you, ensures that only you can authenticate those public keys. How does that work? How can anyone have your public key and it not be risky? Those of you who are experts in security or security researchers, don't cringe too much at this. I'm going to take a lot of shortcuts in this explanation in order to make it good for people who don't know anything about encryption. The idea with public key cryptography is that you have a key, which is just a number, really, and we'll get to how a number can work later, but it's just a number. It's a piece of math that you put out there that people can use to encrypt communications with you. Now, they can either encrypt something sent to you, or they can read something encrypted by you and determine that it was, in fact, created by you because it goes with your public key. Now, you may think, as I did when I first ever heard about this, how is it possible for someone to give me the key publicly and that be secure? That's because there's also a private key. And so the public key and the private key work well together. Okay, there's a private key. You have to use the private key and the public key together. But how can I send something to someone and have them be able to decrypt it without revealing my private key? Certainly, I must have to give the private key to the other person. In a sense, yeah, there is a system where you do give someone the private key. That's called symmetric key cryptography, and that underlies a lot of public key encryption schemes. But let me give you an example that shows how it's possible to share a key, and this example where we're going to use an actual padlock and key combination shows how you can keep something secure when you have a private key, but still allow some people to unlock it with the public key. I'm not the one who came up with this metaphor, so all credit to the person who originally did out there, but this is going to be a system where a padlock has three key states. A lock can usually be locked or unlocked, right? You turn your key to the right, and it's locked. You turn it to the left, and it's unlocked. Well, this special padlock has lock, unlocked, and lock again. You can have a key turned to the left, and it's locked, or you can have a key that turns to the right, and it's locked. Now, imagine you have two keys for this special padlock. One key can only turn to the left, and the other key only turns to the right. So I think you probably know where I'm going with this. One of those keys, let's say the one that turns to the right, is given out publicly to people. And you say, okay, if you have this key, you can now turn my lock to the right, but you can't turn it to the left. So if you encrypt something for me, you turn the lock to the right, you pull out your key, and you send it to me. Anybody with my public key can't unlock it. But because I have the key that turns to the left, I can. So what other good is the public key? Look, you got my public key, the one that goes to the right. I've got my key that goes to the left. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to send you an unlocked padlock for you to send me an encrypted message. The padlock is the public key platform we're using. So you take this padlock, you lock the box that your message is in, then you take my public key, which again goes to the right. You put that key in, you turn it to the right. And here's the thing. Remember, you can't go to the left with that public key. So now even you can't unlock it. You just locked it. You can't unlock it yourself. That's why it's safe to give everybody the public key. It can only go one direction. You send that padlocked box to me. I've got the key that can go to the left, so I'm able to unlock it, and I'm the only one. If someone in the middle grabs that padlocked box, and we're going to pretend that this is a padlock that can't be picked, what can they do? Unless they have my private key, nothing. All right. But public key cryptography uses numbers, not actual keys and locks. And you may be sitting there thinking, can't numbers just be cracked? Well, to see how the numbers might work, let's bring in those classic cryptography players, Alice, Bob, and Eve. Alice and Bob want to exchange a key, but Eve's in the middle, and they know she's there. A to B is how you want the message to go, Alice to Bob, but evil Eve wants to steal it. So what we, Alice and Bob, are going to do is use a number that we agree on. Let's say it's 2. Eve might know about 2. That's fine. Think of 2 sort of as the platform. Alice is going to pick her secret number to be 3. She's not going to tell anybody this number. She doesn't want Eve to be able to figure that out. So to encrypt the secret number, she's going to raise 2, the platform number, to the power of 3, her secret number, and that ends up with 8. 8 is her public key. She sends the number 8 to Bob. Now Bob has received from Alice the number 8. Bob has his own secret key, his own private key. It's 4. He's going to raise 2, again, the platform number that everybody knows, to the power of 4, his secret key, and end up with 16. That's his public key. So Alice's public key is 8. Bob's public key is 16, and he sends his 16 to Alice. Now, Alice knows the number 16. Eve can see all of this so far. She can see that Alice sent Bob 8, and she can see that Bob sent Alice 16, but Eve doesn't know either Bob or Alice's secret numbers. She only knows the public numbers. Now, here's how it gets interesting. Alice is going to take the 16 that she got from Bob. And she doesn't know Bob's secret number is 4, but she's going to raise 16 to the power of her secret number, 3. That happens to be 4,096. Bob's going to take the public number he got from Alice, remember it's 8, and raise it to his secret number, which is 4. 8 to the power of 4 happens to also be 4,096. And now they both know a secret number they can share, 4,096, but they have shared it in a way that Eve doesn't know, so they can use 4,096 to encrypt messages to each other. They've shared a public key, 8 and 16. Eve knows the public key, 8 and 16, based on a known factor, which is 2, but Eve doesn't know 4,096, and she can't without doing some work. Not by looking. So you're probably sitting there thinking like, well, hold on. If she knows it's 2 and she sees 8 and 16, it's not going to take her very long to do the math. And that is the key to understanding public encryption. When you hear about weakened encryption, weakened keys, keys that used to work and don't work anymore, it means that Eve got better at math. So, of course, in our very weak example, Eve can sit there and go, okay, well, I know that 2 is the base, and I saw that Alice sent 8 to Bob, so let me compute this. 2 times 2 is 4, 4 times 2 is 8. Aha, I've computed that Alice's secret number is 3. But Eve isn't able to just do that by looking. She had to do the math. She had to compute it, even if it was just in her head. But that's only because the math's really easy in our example. Make that math a lot harder, and it becomes a lot harder for Eve to figure it out. She's going to need a computer to help her figure it out. So the strength of public key cryptography relies entirely on how difficult that mathematical factor is. Now, you can get into all kinds of things about elliptic curve and factoring of primes if you want to know how they actually create these numbers in the real world. But the principle is the same, which is you create a system based on math that the other person can come up with so that you're only exchanging public numbers, and Eve, the person in the middle, would have to spend a long time doing math or often factoring to try to crack what those numbers are. And sure, in our example, she didn't have to spend a lot of time to figure out that 8 was 2 to the power of 3. But make that much more complex, and it'll take hundreds of thousands of hours for a computer to figure it out. That's one of the reasons you'll hear security people often say that there is no such thing as uncrackable encryption. It's just a matter of time, because it's all math. What you're trying to do is come up with an algorithm that is sufficiently complex that the amount of time it will take to crack makes it worthless to try. I mean, if it's going to take to the heat death of the universe to factor out your number, that's pretty strong encryption. But of course, as computers get more powerful, as we do things like add in natural random number generators from quantum sources, things get different. Computers get better at solving complex math. So an algorithm that used to be really strong in 1996 against the computer power of 2020 doesn't hold up. But as computers get better at solving complex math, computers are also getting better at creating complex math. So we just start coming up with new systems and new ways of making the keys, and things generally stay at parity. But that's why it's really important not to use older encryption that used to work. Now, granted, these are overly simplistic models I'm talking about. There's lots of shortcuts I took to explain them. And when you get into RSA encryption, Diffie-Hellman 256-bit encryption, there are caveats and things you have to know to make it actually work in real life. But the fundamental principle is there, which is taking a piece of math, using it to create a number that you can give someone publicly that they can then use to create a key that only two of you know. I hope this helps you understand the concept of encryption a little better. In other words, I hope now you know a little more about public key cryptography.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.